The first public information from the company that ran Three Mile Island.
Everything is under control. There is and was no danger to public health and safety.
We learned right off the bat that the company that owned the plant was not being forthright.
Richard Maloney was part of the team of KYW reporters covering the partial meltdown.
Which is another way of saying that they were lying through their teeth.
Maloney credits Dick Thornburgh, who'd been governor for less than 3 months, for maintaining order in 1999. Thornburgh, speaking to KYW News Radio, says even he was frustrated by the company's inability to tell the truth.
Finally, we discarded the utility as a source of information.
Sound trucks are going through the town.
Our late Harrisburg Bureau Chief Sandy Starobin, 40 years ago, reporting on the angst around the plant as trucks drove through Middletown, telling people they do not need to evacuate.
The sound trucks are saying, however, stay inside, which is a directive from Governor Thornburgh.
John Savath was a sophomore at Dickinson College, about 20 miles from Three Mile Island.
The initial reaction is, yeah, right. It's not going to amount to anything.
On the fourth night, they reported that there was a hydrogen bubble in the reactor compartment and that could explode.
It prompted a general near panic.
And that indifference turned to fear. I remember thinking strongly about how am I going to get out of here since I didn't have a car.
Starobin sent his wife and kids to stay with his family in New Jersey, and Maloney says after the hydrogen bubble press conference, they went to one of the only restaurants still open in Harrisburg.
Sandy lowered his head and he said, we're all going to die. It was the one time we thought, you know, we're probably in the wrong place at the wrong time.
While Governor Thornburgh told pregnant women and children to stay away from the plant, he told us in that interview 20 years later, they never got close to issuing a full evacuation, but the damage was done. Nuclear energy, once considered a sort of miracle producer of boundless electricity, was now seen as a potential killer. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio.